Moving ahead to 11:21, we need to bear in mind that at this time the church was very important in politics, in government, and that it's very different from nowadays, where the church has a much lower role compared to the king. Well, actually nowadays both the king and the church have very little power. But at this time, the church was very important. And a major development for Reading was that the king decided to build a major church called an abbey in Reading. And this was Reading Abbey. Henry I started this project. And this is a picture of what the abbey used to look like. Nowadays, it doesn't look like this. Nowadays, it's just ruins. Just a few walls remain. But in the old days, it would have looked like this. And the abbey would be important because it would mean that many people would come to Reading in order to pray. But also, next to the abbey, you would have large markets where people would come to sell their produce, the cloth that they make, the sheep that they produce, and so on. So, medieval Reading, we can develop a picture of people coming to Reading in order to trade, but also as pilgrims in order to visit the abbey, to pray, and to follow religious practice. In the local area, we would find a number of people making leather, and the job of making leather is called leather tanning. Okay? It's to take the skin of the animal and to work it into leather. Also, cloth making was major in the area. As I said, we've got rivers, and rivers must be in valleys. But around the area of Reading, we have a lot of farmland. So that there are many people with sheep and cows, and they would come into Reading in order to change the animals into cloth or leather, and also to trade what they had produced. Goods would be carried on the rivers. The king, in those days, used to meet with the royal court. Nowadays we'd talk about parliament, about government, but in those days the ruling group was the royal court, the people that the king invited to join with him in order to decide policy. And they met several times in Reading at the abbey. So Reading was quite a major place at that time. We'd also have market fairs. Moving on to the fourth part, we're now moving on to the time of the Tudors and Stuarts. And this famous Tudor, Henry VIII, his first wife was Spanish. She didn't have any children. Henry VIII desperately wanted to have a son to become the next king. And he also wanted money, because one of Henry VIII's favourite pastimes was fighting wars, especially against the French, but also the Spanish would do as well. But what he wanted to do was to get as much money as possible to build ships so that he could conduct his wars. So he wanted to divorce his wife, and at that time the Church of England was Catholic. And so divorce was impossible. The Pope would not allow Henry VIII to divorce his wife. So his options were, one, don't divorce her. Two, kill her. Three, get out of the Catholic Church. And there was an extra appeal to getting away from the Catholic Church. At that time, the king had to pay money to the Pope, to the Catholic Church. This was what was known as Peter's pence. Peter's pence was the name of the tax that the king would have to pay. And Henry VIII thought that this was a waste of his money, giving money to the Pope, when he could much easily spend the money on building new ships. So there was an extra attraction to him in breaking away from the Catholic Church, because he felt he could save money that way. This period is called the Reformation. The Reformation basically means that the country changed from being Catholic to Protestant.